I'm doing an interview with Mr. Fred Zip of Urban Renewal. My name is Penny Chumbly. And Mr. Zip, I'd like to start out by asking you some questions about your personal history, such as how long have you been in Louisville, and where were you educated, and what kind of education did you receive? How long have you been with Urban Renewal, and how did you get the job here?
I've lived in the Louisville area all my life. I'm 56 years old, married, have a family, and I live in New Albany. And I'm going to answer your last question first.
Okay.
I got the job through the Employment Agency in 1964. January of 1964, I went to work for the agency as a real estate representative. Mm-hmm. 1 year later, I was promoted to the job as director of real estate, which is the position I have now. In that position, I'm responsible for supervising the acquisition and the disposition of urban renewal properties. So far as your questions of education, I have attended the university now. I attended Spencer in college, graduated with a course of real estate, in real estate. I attended the University of Louisville and courses for city planning. I attended Indiana University, real estate law, and real estate business. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I've taken the basic courses sponsored by the American Institute of Real Estate Appraisers. Mm-hmm. One course is the basic principles of real estate appraising. One is appraising income properties. And another is that I've taken is appraising single family properties. In addition to that, I've attended many seminars that were sponsored by the National Association of Housing and Renewal Officials, American Institute of Real Estate Appraisers, and the Society of Real Estate Appraisers. I've been in the real estate business or associated with it for 30 years. Started with the United States Steel Corporation in their homes division and spent 16 years with them. Mm-hmm. After which I came to work for the Urban Renewal Agency. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the local chapter of American Institute of Real Estate Appraisers, which is a professional society. I'm an individual member of the National Association of Housing and Rental Officials. I'm a member of the Kentucky Housing Association. I have a real estate salesman's license in the state of Indiana. And I have a broker's license pending in the state of Indiana.
Okay.
Now, I started with the Urban Renewal Agency in January of 1964. Mm-hmm. As a real estate representative in their field office, which was located on the corner of Magazine Street and 12th Street. street. Right across the street from the Central High School. It was my responsibility when I first went to work for them to supervise the acquisition of properties, which at that time, the West Downtown project was approximately 10% acquired. This West Downtown project is one of the three major projects downtown. This West project that I'll talk to you about mainly because in it is the old Walnut Street area that you are primarily interested in. West project was started in September 1962. It was identified as the West Downtown Urban Renewal Project, KYR-10. It contains 316 acres from 6th Street to 15th Street, Market Street, Broadway. There were, in this entire project, 1,139 properties acquired at a cost of over $23 million. Properties, we relocated 998 families, 687 businesses. Total relocation costs over $1,650,000. On the properties that we acquired, there were 1,394 structures which were razed. Only 18 were considered rehabable. After the properties were razed, we replatted the area according to the urban renewal plan and have for sale 185 acres of land in the various zoning classifications. At this date, over 85% of that land is sold for private redevelopment and is back on the tax roll. Walnut Street was a very interesting street to me also because when I first went to work for the agency, most of the properties were still to be acquired along Walnut Street. Therefore, I was responsible for buying them. It was quite a mixture of apartments, small businesses, upstairs rooms, outdoor privies, and in many instances, buildings that were near collapse, although it didn't seem that way when you looked at them from the street. Foundations were crumbling, cellars were caving in, and these were found when the surveys were made to establish the Urban Renewal Project. My way, we, some of the conditions that people were living in were deplorable, were sad. And when they were relocated, we assured them and they would be moved to standard quarters, which is where they would move. Many of the small businesses did not move. They liquidated their business. Some of them did move. Some were successful in their move. Some of them were not. To point out any particular business which was successful, because of the impact that they had on the person or others who may be here with. Black businesses were small, and most, and many of them, not most of them, many of them liquidated their business.
Could you state in just your own words what you conceive the goal of urban renewal to be?
First of all, I want to tell you what most people fail to realize. What is urban renewal? Urban renewal is not a ball to knock down houses or to hurt anyone. Urban renewal projects were designed under, were initiated under the Kennedy administration. An urban renewal project is a tool of the city to help itself. An urban renewal project is usually handled, like us, through an agency set up by the city to expend federal funds under the various programs. To expend these funds, it is necessary to have a project area completely planned after the Board of Aldermen approved a project area, planning monies to supply for it. And when received, the various consultants begin to investigate the area as to the condition of buildings, number of families, approximate costs to acquire properties, raise them, and redevelop the area. This also includes the reinstallation of all major utilities, streets, sidewalks, street lighting, street signal, telephone service throughout the area. But obviously you can't see it from this tape, but you may verify this if you look out my window. You do not see in the west downtown area here any overhead telephone lines or electric wires except street lights. Everything is underground. So most people don't see these things unless it's pointed out to them sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
And I think it's really accepted fact that most people put up with the inconvenience as we had here several years ago when most of the major streets were torn up and then put back new. What had happened?
Mm-hmm.
New sewers, new storm sewers, new underground utilities were all installed. But easily forgotten because you can't see them. I don't know whether I'm touching on the subject that you really want to know.
You're doing, that's fine. You did mention that part of the condition of the area was that the buildings were very run down, even though they did not appear to be on the outside. Could you say why they were so in such bad state?
Yes, I think it was from years of lack of maintenance and just plain the age of the building.
Uh-huh. How old was the area?
Well, I believe the buildings range from 40 to 80 years old.
Hmm.
Some older than that. Very few 40-year-old buildings, and they were considered the newer buildings.
Right. Well, could you elaborate on some of the problems that were encountered in the renewal project?
Of course, the major problem in the renewal project is the acceptance
mm-hmm.
of the project itself by the individuals.
Yeah.
These are the people that are directly affected as opposed to the people's representative to the Board of Aldermen who had to make a decision for the project as to its effect on the city
mm-hmm.
as a whole. Many people were obviously upset because when they had to move because of their they could not afford it. Yet after the relocation program became effective, the majority of the people were moved to standard buildings and homes, residences, businesses, which was to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting little story.
Okay.
One of the relocation advisors was telling me one day about the family that moved, that she had helped move from the area. They were living in an upstairs apartment, such as it was, a family of six in three rooms. With no facilities other than a, as I mentioned before, an outdoor privy.
Mm-hmm.
There was no bath, and baths were taken to the kitchen sink.
Hmm.
The family was moved to a standard structure for the first time, perhaps the first time in their life. They had a bathroom. They also had proper heating.
Mm-hmm.
As part of her job, after the family was moved, she followed through to see how they were doing. And while inspecting the place, she told me how amazed she was that this apartment had a roof burning stone, which was acceptable because it was family. But she didn't find any fuel. And the family, trying to keep the place neat, and very successfully used the bathtub to store their wood.
Oh, no.
Which was never used, apparently, for the bath as it was designed. They were still using the kitchen sink.
That's amazing.
It's, the purpose of this story is not to call attention any misgivings that people might have. But it is true. People have to learn to enjoy the things that they really could have, but have never had in their life, which is one of the most impressive and perhaps the saddest thing that I was concerned about.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Well, how long did it take to do the West Downtown renewal project?
Started in 1962 and we closed the project in September of 1978.
Just very recently?
Yes.
It will be very recently. Well, this is a more of an opinion kind of question. What do you see was the project's contribution to the city of Louisville? We've skirted on this subject, but...
Here again, the urban renewal process is a process where the city can help itself without benefit of the exact figures in front of me. Although they have been compiled, we have taken a sample downtown city blocks and calculated the real estate taxes paid for those properties before the renewal project was conceived. And take those, and we have taken those same blocks after the project was redeveloped into new buildings and found a nearly 200% increase in the tax base, which means that services, public services that were required to take the, to service the area before could now be shifted to other portions of the city. This is the biggest development that you may have downtown. The West Downtown area was divided into sections. The section in which we're in is called the Civic Center, which now has the courts complex and other public buildings. This corridor from here to Broadway, from Martin Street to Broadway, 6 to 7. Also houses in a federal building, South Central Palace, with headquarters, post office, which is a and the state office building, which is a continuation of the Civic Center. Adjacent to the Civic Center, we have high rise for elderly and residential areas. Over 1,000 units of housing. From 13th and 15th Street is known as the industrial clutter, which is nearly 90% developed. With these three items, I believe I have explained to them. Benefit the city.
Right, okay. I believe so too. Were there any specific people that were outside of Urban Renewal Agency with whom you worked on the West Downtown Renewal Project?
Well, of course, the process of acquiring properties and having them appraised, we depended upon hiring qualified and professional people.
Mm-hmm.
These were the outside people,
mm-hmm.
independent of any government action. And yes, we did hire professional appraisers, local appraisers as well as out of town. Local real estate now to negotiate with property owners,
mm-hmm.
title companies to ensure proper title to the land,
mm-hmm.
expert planners and consultants who provided us with market studies and planned reuse areas. These are the type of people that were outside.
What other agencies within city or county government did you work?
Very closely with public housing.
Uh-huh.
Because through them, they were able to provide many standards, structures for families and individuals that were relocated.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we are in constant communication with state offices and the local offices at Floyd and Chestnut Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see that the role of urban renewal has changed since the 1960s when this project was first started?
Yes. As with everything else, in the 1960s, it was a new business.
Mm-hmm.
And from experience, you learn many things.
Uh-huh.
And from experiences and the continued monitoring of the programs by the Department of HUD, new rules and regulations were established. One that I know is most beneficial to all, was most all projects was the Uniform Acquisition and Relocation Act passed by Congress, which provided for a much greater benefit to those who were moved.
Uh-huh.
Had to be. Other procedures established by the Department of HUD, relaxing some of their regulations pertaining to disposition of lands, have been most helpful,
mm-hmm.
in redevelopment.
Okay. If in any way has the trend towards the preservation of buildings affected urban renewal? We hear and see of this a lot in Louisville, in the old Louisville area, that people are attempting to preserve buildings instead of tear them down.
Well, unlike many people think about the urban renewal as a person who tears down the building,
mm-hmm.
erases the structures, this is far from the truth. We have more desire and more mechanics to save old buildings than most all agencies.
Hmm.
When the projects are conceived and studied, we can only do what the people, through their representatives, and go to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We had public hearings to the effect that people could be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Then the project was planned. And as all good projects, the hindsight is always better than the foresight.
Uh-huh.
So that now, with the people's newer interest in the older buildings,
mm-hmm.
there is a definite change in the urban renewal project and community development grants.
Mm-hmm.
We have assisted many people in the University of Louisville area. Rehabilitating their older home,
uh-huh.
by lending through the Department of HUD monies under what is known as the 312 Rehabilitation Program.
Well, do you see that this trend will be a continuing trend?
Yes, definitely. No question.
For what
reasons?
And
I'm all for it.
Well, good. For what reasons?
For the simple reason that it has finally become necessary,
uh-huh.
that we spend monies to rehab residential units downtown or near town,
mm-hmm.
rather than spreading out over the counties as the trend has been.
excuse me. What kinds of controversies, if any, were there that surrounded the West Downtown Renewal Project within your agency, or within city or county government, or within private citizens groups?
Maybe I can't recall any real controversies. I have some, now one of the biggest that affected all projects in the entire city, and it affected this project, was the discontent and perhaps some of the raging fires that we saw in the West End,
mm-hmm.
of Louisville a few years ago. My experience has been that this caused an economic regression.
Mm-hmm.
Especially along Broadway.
Hmm.
But since then, this trend has changed. And I feel that there was a lesson learned that we should all appreciate.
And that is?
This is a free country.
Did the work of urban renewal or its goals change any under the different mayoral administrations from 1962 to now 1978?
Basically, I don't believe that they changed from the original project as it was conceived. Yet each administration had its particular input, because of the changing Board of Aldermen,
mm-hmm,
representatives. Of
mm-hmm. Could you be more specific?
Yes, because the original project was designed to be divided into specific land use categories,
mm-hmm,
which over the years obviously changed with people's attitudes and the market demand for real estate. To change these categories, it would be necessary to go through the Board of Aldermen, as well as the Mayor's Office and Planning and Zoning Commission,
mm-hmm,
wherein there were controversy about the intended reuse of land.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, this has all been worked out to satisfaction, regardless of which administration was in power.
Okay. Well, then could you say that each administration had a different attitude towards the project?
Yes, and I'm thankful to say that each one was progressive.
Well, how would you define progressive?
Progressive is to recognizing the fact that there was quite an investment by the federal government in these downtown projects.
Mm-hmm.
And they pledged continuing efforts to redevelop it as it was proposed.
Hmm. You've talked about the effects that the project did have on the Black community in terms of economics and just in initial reaction to being relocated. Can you think of any other effects that the project did have on the Black community in that area?
It seems when you drive through the area west on Walnut Street and you get to 15, that what we've done is move Black community, and believe me, I don't like to use the word Black community anymore than I do white community.
Okay.
But it seems as if the Black community was just shifted a
mm-hmm.
little further westward. Again, I believe this is just from an outward appearance. Same as the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the properties that people shifted into, we guaranteed them to be standard properties when they moved into them. But going back to my story about the family, how do you educate a person to continually maintain the property
mm-hmm.
properly? Stepped up a little each time.
Mm-hmm.
As to how other it will affect the Black community, it cannot be confined.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to call it the West. West and the boy over the South and the boy.
Okay.
Because each person has their own right for to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them did. Many of them found standard homes. Many of them have to improve their standard of living. Unfortunately, there are a few that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, I can't define it as a black or white or what have you. It happens to all of us. In general, I think it has improved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Outside of the Board of Aldermen, were there any other commissions or boards that controlled the work of urban renewal?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The Urban Renewal Agency is controlled by what is known as a Board of Commissioners.
Hmm.
The Board of Commissioners are appointed by the mayor and the county judge. It is, since they are appointed by the mayor or judge in office, obviously the commissioners would be orientated to that political administration.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions for all of the redevelopment, spending of money, is made by the Board of Commissioners.
Well, as the administrations have changed, people within the Board of Commissioners, I'm sure, has changed. Would you say that their attitude has grown more progressive as the Board of Aldermen and mayoral administrations have
very
grown
definitely.
Progressive?
Very definitely.
Hmm.
They have gone right along with the administration as things have proposed and made the necessary decisions. Our Board of Commissioners, along with what was known as the Riverfront Commission, the board needed activities that resulted in over $170 million worth of redevelopment on the riverfront,
mm-hmm.
which was an urban renewal project.
Mm-hmm.
That gets us away from Walden Street.
Okay. What kind of federal or state laws govern the work of urban renewal?
The federal laws is all through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And it is a manual which covers about three books.
Okay.
Passed by the Congress of the United States.
Uh-huh.
And which has changed sometimes. For instance, it has evolved from an urban renewal category called grant program to what is known today as revenue sharing,
mm-hmm.
or grants to communities under the Community Development. State laws, we are governed by the Kentucky Revised Statutes. Local laws, those established through the Board of Aldermen,
mm-hmm.
Planning and Zoning Commission, and from the real estate end, those that are accepted under the real estate rule authorization.
I believe I had touched on this question once before, but did any specific community organizations help in the work of urban renewal within that area or outside of the Walnut Street area?
particular organization, and I'm hoping don't step on anyone's toes.
Okay.
That I work with, not someone else in this agency did. And I'm sure that there were, yes, there were organizations outside of the Walnut Street area that were groups of citizens who worked together to help advise the agency in matters, also to help coordinate the activities within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Neighborhood organizations, I guess that's what you call them. But to be specific, prefer not to be, but I don't remember it. Then if I do remember, I may commit some.
Okay, that's fine.
You have asked specifically about the old Walnut Street area. I think it's very interesting in that there was a young lady here recently who copied all my pictures from the appraisals along Walnut Street. And after she did her project, there seemed to be a lot of interest in old Walnut Street. And like you, I think that she even interviewed prisoners who used to live on Walnut Street but now have their new home. And remembered some of the nightclubs and so forth along the street. I suppose the most impressive building to me, the one that had a lot of history and was controversial when we had to raise the building, was the old Central High School. One particular building along Old Walnut Street was the Little Sisters of Corps. And that particularly, I remember working with them in the expansion of their facility. And with that, I have a lot of memories, but they're all good.
That's good to know.
And I appreciate you coming.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zip. As I mentioned before, this was March 13th, 1978, and this was Mr. Fred Zip. Thank you again.